Welcome to Pipeline Meeting, where marketers come to talk about sales. I'm your host, Harris Kenny, and I'll be joined by a guest every Monday and Wednesday for brief 15-minute interviews where we'll share tips that you can apply to support your sales team and help them close more deals. If you don't have time to listen to this whole episode, you can skip ahead in the show notes in your podcast player or find the transcript at introcrm.com/podcast. All the episodes are published there.
Listen. Salespeople don't wake up in the morning and go to work to get the CEO or the marketer one step closer to their dreams. And I don't do that either. And you don't do that either. Nobody does that. The only thing anybody gives about is their goals, their aspirations, and their dreams. So if you tie in the practices of an actual organization or quotas and or targets and or KPIs to just what you want as opposed to what they want, that urgency is not going to be there. And all of a sudden you get that fall off. I think on average, it's like 30% of the people that are within an organization in 1 year are not within an organization the other year. Every single problem that a business owner has in their business has nothing to do with their employees. It has everything to do with them because they're the people that let their employees in the organization. Everybody's got to take full responsibility for it. As opposed to blaming people for not wanting to work to the degree or the level that you want them to work at, how about you actually understand your employees? What are their own personal, what are their own professional, or what are their own financial goals? A great mentor alongside Grant Cardone, Brandon Dawson, who's, you know, a legend in his own right, spoke on this and taught this with the thousands of businesses that we address this exact same issue with. It's you got to understand your employee. To the degree you understand your employees, degree you understand your business. It ain't a business that runs employees. It's employees that run a business. So if you don't know nothing about them, then expect nothing in return.
Do you think it's possible for an underperforming team to become a higher performing team if the CEO changes their mindset and how they're engaging with their sales team?
1,000%. It's almost like asking the question, you watch a college football team, is how they were 5 years ago exactly how they are today? Can a coach adopt an offense and a defense that's better suitable for the conference that they're in, and you get 100% buy-in, and then they go from not being ranked to being ranked top 10. Yeah, it happens every single year. Yeah. You just got to have an area of focus on it. But you've seen that hundreds and thousands of times happen, but it starts with upper level management. It starts with the CEO. It starts with mid-level management. And then you start moving the employees. Now, the only thing to realize is that if there's no expectations that were set prior to, and then all of a sudden you're coming down like a hammer year three and requiring all these new changes, you're going to have to expect kickback. And that ain't their fault. That's your fault. So you got to deal with that kickback and you got to work through it and you got to give them time to mold into the type of personnel that you want them to become or that potential that they have. If they keep kicking back time and time again, well, then guess what? Go find somebody else.
Right. You know? So mindset's a huge part of it and setting goals. How much do you feel like process and technology or software, how do those things come together?
Operations and systems are vital in an organization, and operations and systems allow for optimal growth and performance. You can have the best operations and systems in the world, but the other challenge is to get people to use it and do it. What's the best CRM in the world? The one that's used. How many salespeople don't use a CRM? Okay, well, usually human nature tends to draw us towards things we understand and know how to do and lead us away from things that we don't understand and don't know how to do, as opposed to going on a sales team and asking them, hey, they're not utilizing the CRM. Ask yourself, how much training have they had on the CRM? And if it's zero, well, then that would be like expecting somebody to be able to ride a motorcycle and they've never had experience of riding a motorcycle. What do you think is going to happen?
Sometimes people do these types of trainings and they feel like salespeople's eyes are glossing over, or they're in a Zoom where they've got seven other things up on their screen. Connecting these two threads, understanding salespeople are self-motivated. Therefore, if you're going to want to get them set up on new systems and set new goals for them and set up new systems, you got to tie those systems into their personal motivation.
It's going to help you be able to provide financial freedom for your mom who's in hospice care, but the family can't support the bill. The real reason why you go to work every single day is to make sure that she can go into the best hospice care facility in the state of Tennessee. If I can get that granular, it's game over. In these Slack channels and the things that you're talking about, I would be very, very, very interested to see how many of these CEOs and high-level people actually can get that granular with one person in their organization outside themselves.
You have this disconnect, right? I mean, people don't get a chance to have real conversations with their team and how they're doing. It's just these little chat messages coming in and then on to the next thing.
Yeah, man. It's like, hey, why are you showing up to work every single day? How could I improve your role? The only thing that we're doing is we're implementing and adopting something that's going to get you one step closer to your goals. But you also got to paint a picture that is exciting for somebody. If you come to your team and say, hey, our goal this year is to do $10 million in revenue, that's not exciting. That's not exciting to me. Honestly, that would steer me away from that organization. $10 million, like, okay, that's no money. That's no, $100 million is no money. Hey, our goal and our aspiration within the next 5 years is to have an exit of $1.2 to $2 billion to be a publicly traded company. And we are going to take the key influential people at this stage and move them progressively within the organization as we grow. So if you are one of those individuals who takes on the initiatives, takes on all the systems and operations, performs at an incredible level, the outcome and possibility is an exit of this company anywhere from $10 to $15 million plus anything else and everything else that comes for. Okay. That's like going to practice to win a ball game or going to practice to win a national championship. Which one are you more motivated to do? So you got to paint a big picture, man. You got to get paid a picture that everybody wants to be on board.
Yeah. And that's if you want that highly engaged, high performing talent. If that's not a concern, you know, and you're okay with having people who are just kind of more clock in, clock out, then you don't have to worry about this. But if you do want to grow that company that has that kind of impact, you do have to connect on the individual level and then paint this bigger picture that people can get into.
Totally. Totally. And if you don't want to have that impact, then why are you in business in the first place? The whole point of going business is to have impact.
Now, tie this to your background. You've done a lot of work with Grant Cardone and you've done this sales training. You've spoken in front of a lot of people. What's fun for you? Where are you having your impact? I'd love to learn a little bit more about your business and your journey as an entrepreneur.
After working alongside GC for quite some time, we opened up the Full Circle Agency. It's South Florida's fastest growing marketing and advertising firm. The impact that we're having in the community is getting brands, products, and services known. The most important asset that you can have is as it relates to a brand, a product, or service is being known, right? I was taught with my mentors that it's not the best product that usually wins, it's the best known product that usually wins. The other side of the Full Circle Agency is the sports and entertainment division. Coming from that background of sports at a pretty high level, you realize and you see that, man, when you're part of sports for the majority of your life, that is your identity. And then when that identity is no longer part of you, and that's the only thing you've known for 26, 27, 28, 29, 30 years is that one thing, people don't realize how hard that is. They have no idea. They have no idea. And then on top of that, when you have to perform at a high level, you kind of have to eliminate all the other noise or all the other data and or information because there's someone bigger, faster, and stronger that's coming for your job no matter what. The type of data that you consume every single day is geared towards being an athlete, and your identity is an athlete. And then when all that is taken away or stripped, or you have injury or you have to leave or whatever it may be, father time catches up, well then, man, that's a very, 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 very low place to be, and people don't realize it. So that sports entertainment division inside of things, we're growing funds as it relates to investing specifically for athletes and entertainers. We're doing brand collaborations, product collaborations for athletes and entertainers, both present and past, so we can provide a streamline to life after sport, because sport is a simulation of life, but life is a bigger game than sport, connecting those dots. Those are the two impacts that we're having, getting people known And then I have that soul passion from the athlete and entertainment side, just because that's what I come from.
What are your goals for the business? I mean, it sounds like it's something that has a lot of potential.
My goal for the business is to be evaluated at $250 million in under 5 years. We're 8.5 months in, right? I want to sell this thing. I want to dump all that money into the next venture, potentially record label, potentially something within the entertainment space.
What did we not talk about that you've got going on that you want to talk about? Any advice about salespeople and for salespeople about your business? Anything else like that?
The only other thing I would say to sales is you need that. And that is the lifeline and blood of the organization. My mentor and Grant always taught us that marketing is senior to sales. And it is. It is 100%. The most important thing you can do for a business is to market and advertise it, because it's physically impossible for them to do business with you if they don't have any idea that you exist. But the number one misconception that I see with business owners in all degrees is they invest anything and everything into marketing and advertising, and then there's no sales process. They don't invest into their salespeople, and they get pissed off when the salespeople that are available don't perform at an all-time high. There's a reason why the salespeople that are the greatest are not available. It's because they're already making a ton of money somewhere else. If it takes 10 years to get somebody from a 4.5 to a 4.3 in the 40, every single day consistent training for 0.2 seconds, then who are you to not think that you're going to have to train a salesperson in the exact same fashion? You got to invest into your salespeople. They have to be training every single day on the meet and greet, on fact finding, on overcoming objections, on follow-up, on leadership training, on management training, on demos, on negotiating. They have to be training on that stuff every single day, like every single day. That's not in the organization. Well, then whose fault is it? Because if they knew everything you knew, then they would be a business owner and they wouldn't be working for you. You got to treat your salespeople like gold. And just because you market and advertise, I mean, you only won half the battle. Now you got to sell and close them. That's what separates the dogs from not the dogs, man. That's what COVID did. You had two types of businesses out there. You had order takers, which ain't sales, which is pretty much like you going to Wendy's and ordering a number 4 and then they just deliver it to you. And then you had real businesses that actually had people that knew how to communicate. And everybody that was just taking orders got wiped out. And rightfully so, because you didn't have a process in the first place. You didn't have a process in the first place.
Where can people find you online if they want updates and seeing what Mike Schill is doing? Where can they go?
The same name across the board. It's at Mike, M-I-K-E, and then Schill. S as in Sam, C as in cat, H as in hat, like on your head. I-L-L as in Larry, Larry underscore. You can check that out on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You can check out The Full Circle Agency. That's the organization that I run. And anything and everything that you need as relates to marketing and advertising, reach on out in this little sales game. From an ownership standpoint and what it really takes as far as requirements from a sales standpoint, man, reach on out too. We got some pretty incredible insight, man, as relates to that as well.
That's all for now. You can find show notes at introcrm.com/podcast. The theme music for Pipeline Meeting is by Neighborhood Vandal. If you learned something, consider sharing this show with a friend. Thanks for listening.